Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Obviously, it's awful when we lose someone we like, when we lose people that are iconic, especially when it feels like they've left us too soon.
I mean, can I just say, if you're a true icon, even passing away at like 110 seems too soon.
I know. It's like, why have you not cryogenically frozen yourself so
yeah,
you'll live
exactly.
forever?
Yeah.
But obviously, we're talking about Olivia Newton-John, the singer, the actor, the activist, the all-around badass. She passed away Monday after a long and public battle with breast cancer. And obviously, everyone's feeling it. But I will say, even though she is gone, I don't think there's a question about the huge impact that she's had on pop culture.
No, not at all. And based on the amazing outpouring of love that she's been getting from pretty much everyone who's ever worked with her, I think it's safe to say she really was magic.
There it is. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, August 10th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
I think right now I can say many of us are hopelessly devoted to Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
That was one of her hit songs from the 1978 film Grease, which I famously saw at my 9th birthday party.
Wow.
And missed basically 100% of the innuendos.
Shocking. It is literally one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, I've seen it, I don't know, approximately 4 million times, maybe.
It's just a classic in so many ways.
So good.
But since the news broke of Olivia's passing on Monday, I think a lot of people have Sandy on repeat. Now, her husband, John Easterling, let the world know about her death in a social media post on Monday.
So the post said, Dame Olivia Newton-John passed away peacefully at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. We ask that everyone please respect the family's privacy during this very difficult time. Mm-hmm. Now, Olivia passed away at the age of 73 after a very long battle with breast cancer.
Reading about her struggles with cancer, it's just like, Jesus, this woman could not catch a break.
30 years, like a 30-year struggle.
Yeah. So she was first diagnosed with cancer in 1992. After she found a lump in her breast. And in this 1998 interview from The Rosie O'Donnell Show, Olivia talks about going in for a checkup after she felt like something was wrong.
I went and had this checkup and actually didn't show up in a mammogram and it didn't show up in a biopsy. And I don't say that to scare anybody, but you just have to really be in tune with your body. And if you don't feel something is right, even if they're saying you're fine, follow up on it.
Right.
Which is, thank goodness my surgeon did, and it was tucked away there.
I love how Olivia's like, I'm not saying this to scare anybody. Well, it scared me, okay? Does she not know me?
Well, real quick reminder, everybody with breasts, check them.
Get those checked.
All the time. Every time you take a shower, check them.
Check them.
So once a week for Brooke and me.
Yep.
Just kidding. I'm showering more often now, Dad. Don't freak out.
Love that for you.
But after receiving her initial diagnosis, Olivia had chemotherapy, got a partial mastectomy. And it worked. She went into remission, but then the cancer returned in 2013 and then again in 2017.
Yeah. So after her diagnosis, Olivia spent years being a very vocal advocate mm-hmm. for a holistic approach to treating cancer. She was promoting the use of meditation, herbal treatments, and lifestyle and diet changes. And then in 2012, she actually founded the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Center in Australia, which Olivia described as the top medical research and the newest cutting-edge treatments for cancer. Mm-hmm. And she did refer to these treatments as a powerful tool, but she said she wouldn't advocate that those things replace our normal standard of care.
Good.
Which is good, you know? I think a mix is important, and it's okay to look into other things.
Absolutely.
And in a statement from Olivia's husband, he said, Olivia has been a symbol of triumph and hope for over 30 years, sharing her journey with breast cancer. Her healing inspiration and pioneering experience with plant medicine continues with the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund, dedicated to researching plant medicine and cancer. Mm. It says a lot about someone that they can take a 30-year struggle with cancer and turn it into something like this and helping other people. Like, that's just an amazing person.
And she really kind of put everything else on the back burner. Like, she really dedicated her life to this, which is just...
Yes.
It's powerful. So, I mean, like we said, 30 years is a really long time to battle cancer,
yeah.
Let alone publicly battle cancer when you're in the public eye, you're a celebrity. And her family says that she's finally at peace, which makes sense. Her niece, Toddie Goldsmith, spoke with Australia's 9 Now News yesterday and shared what Olivia's final days were like.
Yeah, so Toddie said Olivia's death wasn't really a shock to her family because apparently her last days were really painful and difficult.
Yeah.
And she said it wasn't just the cancer that got her. It was other complications being in a hospital and with a very susceptible immune system. She got secondary infections. She really went down in the past 5-6 days.
Yeah.
Now, Toddie did not get to say goodbye to Olivia in person, but she did talk to her on the phone. And she said she asked Olivia if she was afraid of dying. And Olivia said, I'm not afraid. I've done more in my life than I could have ever imagined.
Mm.
I feel like people say this all the time. Like, they're so insightful at this moment in their life when it's, you know, they're close to passing away.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be, yes, I'm scared. And I've been scared since the moment I was born. Like, I'm always scared. So, yes, I'm scared.
I feel like you'd be like, save the hummingbirds.
Don't forget, it's 2 cups of water.
Like, wait, what's the rest, Brooke? What's the rest?
How much sugar? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Be like, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'll be 150 and be like, no, please. I can't go to the other side.
It's not my time.
But Olivia Newton-John's not wrong. I mean, she has done so much with her life.
Yes.
I mean, she was just like a cornerstone of the pop culture movement in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, my God.
Music and movies. Like, this woman just an absolute powerhouse.
A triple threat. Honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so over the course of her career, she won 4 Grammys, and she's estimated to have sold around 100 million records worldwide. Like we talked about, Grease came out in 1978. I think that really made her a household name.
Yes.
It's the reason I pushed so hard for the senior musical to be Grease in high school, and then I got screwed.
I was going to say, what was your part in that again?
Loser number 6. I'm still holding that grudge against my teacher. And if he ever listens to this, I want you to know.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Yeah. Look at me now.
Now I'm singing on podcasts and people don't care. So joke's on you. So after Grease, 2 years later, she starred in the roller skate cult movie Xanadu with another legend, Gene Kelly.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of him lately because I'm tapping, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And this man, he is a tap king.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah, someday.
And then in 1982, Olivia released Physical, which is like such a banger. It stayed at the number one slot on the Billboard charts for 10 weeks, and it became the highest selling single of 1982. Like, not an easy task.
I mean, it's a banger, and
it is.
For all my Office fellow fans out there, Michael and Holly sampled it when they said, "Let's get ethical, ethical." Like, it's just a great song that can be used in so many circumstances.
It's an easy song to like parody.
Yes, yes, yes.
But apparently she like was really uncomfortable with that song. Mm. And that's why she made the music video about like working out.
Yeah.
And not banging.
Yeah, which is, I feel like, a lost opportunity.
I know.
Who doesn't want a music video of banging?
I know. We all do. There's just not enough music videos anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
She also did have 5 songs total go to number one. She had I Honestly Love You, also a really great song. Mm-hmm. Have You Never Been Mellow, You're the One That I Want.
You're the one that I want.
Magic, and of course, Physical. Mm-hmm. And like you said, like she did continue to act and sing, but I feel like in the early 90s,
yeah,
she really did focus, you know, on her family and then advocating for cancer research. So,
which, I mean, I totally understand. Like, your priorities shift as you get older. That's completely normal. And I just think it's amazing that she shifted in such a
selfless way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the word. I feel like it's safe to say Olivia's left her mark on all kinds of things, like cancer research, pop culture.
Yeah.
But she also left a very lasting impression on a bunch of her former co-stars and famous friends.
Yes.
A lot of whom took to social media to offer tributes to Olivia.
Yeah. So Jane Seymour, another legendary actor, was a longtime friend of Olivia's. She posted on her Instagram and said, "Olivia inspired everyone with her positive attitude to life and unfailing desire to help others." Stockard Channing, who played Rizzo in Grease, a.k.a. the part I should have gotten in the musical, Mr. Young.
Mr. Young, stand down.
Stockard released a statement to People saying, "I don't know if I've ever known a lovelier human being. I will miss her enormously." And then one of the more touching tributes came from John Travolta, who, of course, played Danny Zuko. Oh, my God. If you didn't have a crush on Danny Zuko, what were you doing?
Okay, I'm going rogue here. I actually...
Were you a Kanicki girl?
I was a Kanicki girl.
I mean, who doesn't want a hickey from Kanicki?
I wanted so many hickeys. I didn't know what hickeys were yet.
Uh-huh.
Because I was 9 when I watched this. I was like, what's that? But I wanted them.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kanicki was hot too, but I was all in on Danny Zuko.
Yeah.
So John posted a picture of Olivia to his Instagram, and the caption said, "My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road, and we will all be together again. Yours from the first moment I saw you and forever. Your Danny, your John."
Ugh.
That's like deep.
That is. I mean, I've always felt like they've had a really special connection. I feel like whenever he's talked about her or she's talked about him in the press, like it's always just so much love is clearly there.
Yeah. He's like my beloved Odysseus, nighttime June.
Yep. Really rolls off the tongue.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. This is so sweet, but I can't not make fun of John Travolta for that. I'm sorry.
I know.
It's a classic moment in pop culture history.
Well, Olivia's, I guess, easier for John to say, but I'm sure when they first met,
yeah,
the director was like, "No, it's Sandy." Sandy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What do we take away from this? It seems like so many people only get their props after they die. And
I know.
I mean, I feel like it's partially human condition where we don't make an effort to celebrate people while they're still alive.
I know. I was thinking about this. Like, I feel like that is very true. There's only a couple instances, I feel like, where Betty White is a really good example of this. Like, everyone loved and loves still Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she was one of the ones that I feel like everyone appreciated while she was still here. Dolly Parton's another one. Like,
yeah,
there's a very small list of people that we truly really appreciate while they're still here. It's weird. I don't know why we do that.
Well, I for a second was like, why are you talking about Betty White in the past tense?
I know.
Because I completely forgot that she had died last year.
I don't accept it.
Yeah.
I don't accept it. Her, Bob Saget. I'm like, no, they're still here.
No. They're still here.
Yeah.
They're here. And speaking of still here.
Yes.
We don't have Olivia, but at least we've got her absolute bangers of songs.
Yes.
So today we're going to leave you with one of her biggest hits, Magic. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.